Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. I hope all is well, all is blessed. I hope you enjoy the song, I Am the Treasure. Stay tuned.
From the day I was born,
everyone. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. I hope all is blessed and all is well. I hope you had a prosperous and a successful day. Tonight, we will be concluding on the topic of homosexuality, right or wrong. But as the host of the show, I want to first start off by saying that I know there may be many people that are very sensitive towards this topic. And on Dirty Church Radio, we are never here to hurt anyone, to belittle anyone, to destroy the characters of anyone. But we are on here to search for truth. And on the road to truth, feelings can be hurt when you're searching for truth. Because sometimes it goes against the traditions and customs that we hold so dear to our hearts. Maybe it was passed down from generation to generation, or we just grew up believing certain things. And we understand even in society today, it seems like the bad things in this world seem to be glorified. Every time you pick up the newspaper or turn on the news, there's always something bad. And it's always something focusing on a negative end. But on Dirty Church Radio, as the host of this show, my main goal is, even in the midst of the disagreements that we may have according to our different faiths and our beliefs and our upbringing, is to just get mankind to acknowledge that there is a God that is greater than yourself, and for mankind to recognize that he is the creation, and that one day there is a God that we must answer to, regardless if what we know is all right or wrong. But God is the judge of all. So any callers that may call in, or you might be listening out here, we don't want you to feel like we're judging anyone, because we're not. But myself, as a minister of the gospel, I believe that God is the judge at all. That is his position. That is his job. My responsibility is just to take heed to the word of God according to my faith. I believe his word to be true. I try my best to stand on his word. And I also do understand that no one is perfect. We all have issues. I do believe that all sin is sin. I don't put a measurement on sin, as this sin is worse than that sin, and that sin is worse than this. But I do acknowledge that God, sin is an offense to God. And I believe that God has principles and standards that he has placed in this earth realm for mankind. Whether we choose to follow them or not, they are still there. So I see a few callers on the line. I'm waiting for a few of the co-hosts to come on. Brother Aaron Spratley, whose role on this show is the devil's advocate, and Apostle Lewis Young. I'm waiting for them to come on. But I'm about to accept a few callers that I see their numbers on the line right now, and just talk a little bit. Hello? Hello, caller? Hello? Can you hear me, caller? Maybe they're not there. Hold on, let's see. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Ma?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ma.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I just wanted to call and say God bless you and have a great night. I'm tired. I'm getting ready to lay down.
Okay, Ma. I love you.
Yeah. I love you, and I wish you all the blessings in the world.
Thank you so much, Mama. I really do appreciate it, and I thank God for your prayers.
Oh yes, I can't go to sleep without, you know, calling you.
I hear that, Mom.
All right,
but I love you. I hope you listen to a little bit of the show. If not,
I'll
go back tomorrow and listen to it.
I will. I have it on the speaker and I have it right by the bed.
Okay, Mom.
All right.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too.
Hello, caller? I guess they don't want to say nothing. Well, anyway, as I was saying, I just hope that all the listeners out there, when you call into Dirty Church Radio, that you have an open mind, because this is a platform where we let everyone, regardless of what your thoughts are or your perception, we give you a voice to speak your mind. We are all individuals. We all have our own stories, our different roads that we went down throughout life, and only you can tell it. No one can tell your story better than you. And so tonight I hope that we get some calls concerning this topic and just get a lot of feedback. I see another caller calling in right now. I'm going to let him in on the show.
Hello, good evening. How you doing? This is Mr. X Catholic again.
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
All right, doing great.
How's everything? Good? That's good, man.
Beautiful. It's still like 80-something degrees in Florida.
Oh, you're down there in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that weather.
it's hot down here.
I hear that, man. So let me, did you enjoy the show last night, being on the show last night?
Oh, yeah. Great time. Anytime. I mean, every single show, actually. Go ahead.
I see you've been on the show with us a few times, and I know you've been listening. From the time we started it now, I think it's like 2 weeks and a half, almost, something like that, that we've been going on the show.
Mm-hmm.
As a listener out there and also someone who participates on the show when he can, tell us what you feel about Dirty Church Radio.
I mean, I think it's beautiful because every single night we have a show, I could either be, I always end up learning something that I just didn't even expect that I was going to, gain some knowledge on whatever subject it is. Even though some subjects, I may be well-versed in them, and I think that I know almost everything, and then I hear somebody's totally different perspective or point of view, and it just enlightens me. So I like that feeling. So I actually get hungry for the show, from time to time. Yeah, I'm busy with life a lot, too, my own life, but, I kind of thirst for that new knowledge, that something that I'm going to hear from somebody next week, and it's going to be like, oh, wow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I got you. I'm going to tell you, I really appreciate you, man, listening, it's a privilege to even have you, that you actually want to, listen to the show,
Yeah.
Not only that, but call in and share your views. That's what this show is all about, man. Like, I really love when people call in because I love to hear what people are thinking. We can assume many things, how a person may be thinking, but it's not until they open up their mouth and they begin to speak. And
exactly.
I know this topic right here is a topic that some people will be very compassionate about.
Because
everyone knows someone who's maybe that lives that lifestyle or is connected in that way. And I didn't do the topic of this show to destroy anyone or belittle anyone, but me, myself, as a man of God, and me, I, like I say all the time, I never force anything on anyone, because I believe I am a person who plants a seed or I may water. I believe God is the one who gives the increase, and he's the one who draws, who he's going to draw. I'm not God. So I am a messenger, and I am an individual who believes in God's word. And that's my belief. I believe in God's word. I believe that God's word can change a person's life for the better if they take heed to it. But everyone has a right to choose whether you want to take heed to God or not. You know what I mean? Everyone has their own story. I know there are a lot of people who have grown up in church and seen many different things that turned them away, different experiences in the body of Christ that may have, a lot of people have been hurt, but my thing is, if I'm in church and someone hurts me, or it's like that, I don't blame God for it. And I believe that a lot of times when people get hurt, they blame the whole church. When it wasn't the whole church that did what they that was done to them, it was individuals.
Yeah.
Who've done that. So it's like the whole thing gets a bad rap for certain people making choices, which everyone has a choice, you know what I mean, to choose to do the right thing or the wrong thing. So I'm on here. Dirty Church Radio is in no way to tear down the church. If anything, my goal is to build the consciousness that, listen, to put a charge to mankind's God consciousness, to recognize that, listen, man, if there's someone that's greater than you, and all what you know, no matter what degree you have, how many plaques you have hanging on your walls, or whatever that may be, there's something greater than you. And that man can be humbled by the Creator, who I believe to be God Almighty. Just to hold that thought right here, I'm about to let Apostle Louis Young, our co-host, he's on the line with us now. How you doing, Apostle?
Doing all right. Not feeling all that great in my body, but I'm here.
I thank God that you're on the line, man. I appreciate you being on the line with us. And you know something, man, and this is for all of us that's on here. Dirty Church Radio, man, I'm going to tell you, I look at it as a blessing. And the reason why I look at it as a blessing, man, because as many people as I've seen call in, everyone has something to say, and we may have not agreed on everything, but no one can actually say that they haven't got something from the conversation. It made your mind actually start thinking. And sometimes someone, speaker or something, someone is outside or something like that. You can hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. That's me. I'm always outside. Go ahead. I'll go outside.
It's, you know, it makes it, our mind's been moving. And a lot of times we get stagnated sometimes. And we need something to actually get that mind to actually start thinking, because I believe if I'm going to be an effective witness, or if I'm going to be someone that can shine light on someone or give them a sense of what God represents, that I must learn to be able to deal with everybody, no matter who they are, what they believe, what they're connected to. I have to be able to skillfully talk and conversate with whoever it may be. And I learned listening to this show the different tones of voices and certain words that's used can actually, you can mean one thing, but if you use the wrong thing, it can misrepresent what you're saying, and everyone takes it the wrong way, in a sense. You understand what I'm saying,
yeah.
Apostle?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Apostle, you there?
Yes, I definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and I just want, you know, everyone to know, listen, like I said on this radio, and I hope, I don't mean to sound just to come off funny, but if what you hear on this show, what we talk about, is maybe offensive to you or it may be sensitive to you, we truly appreciate you tuning in to us. But we do understand sometimes that it may be too much if you want to tune out from what's, you know, being talked about on here. You know, so it's, I understand some issues are very touchy with people. But on Dirty Church Radio, there's no issue and no topic out of bounds. We have to deal with everything. The things that may be hard for us to talk about, we have to talk about it because it's open for discussion.
Whether you talk about it or not, we're living it already anyway.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But tonight, I have Apostle Young on here, and like you said, I know he's not feeling that well, but I know he's a man. I know once he starts flowing in his flow, things start getting a little better. So I actually want Apostle Young to kind of, for the listeners who may not have been listening yesterday, if he can actually just give a little brief summary of what took place in this conversation on yesterday.
Well, first let me start by saying grace and peace to everybody that's on the line. Grace and peace to all of the listeners that is listening. The topic on yesterday, and I believe today, the topic on yesterday was homosexuality, whether we believe it's right or whether we believe it's wrong. And, of course, quite naturally, you know, we discussed what the Word of God said about the topic, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament so that all gaps and all possible holes could be filled so that, you know, no one could, in other words, no one could run out of the ring. And for the most part, you know, it was a good discussion. But, you know, whenever you have a discussion of this magnitude, feelings get involved. People, you know, use the judgmental card on you when, in actuality, it's not. And then a lot of feelings got involved. But the bottom line is, the discussion on yesterday, a lot of people had opportunity to say certain things and express certain things. And on Dirty Church Radio, we don't want nobody to feel like they can't call and say how they feel about whatever the topic is. But in all fairness, whatever discussion we're discussing on Dirty Church Radio, we have to remember that we have to stay on topic. And my job is to make sure that happens. All right? We have to stay on topic. Don't go off the topic to try to prove your point, because if you go off topic to try to prove your point, you know, you're really defeating the reason why we're on the radio discussing what we're discussing in the first place. So if you can't stay on topic, it might be better for you not to even say anything. You know, what's your opinion? But let's try to stay on topic. And we kind of veered off of that on yesterday and got involved with some discussions that really didn't have anything to do with the topic. So we didn't get to a common ground, or at least we didn't agree to disagree. And, you know, that's just my personal opinion. And whatever the topic is, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's drugs, whether it's whatever, in order for us to come to some kind of resolution, we're going to have to stay on topic because we got a time limit. But, you know, to do what Brother Jay asked me to do, the topic was homosexuality, right or wrong. And we brought up different things, different scriptures out of the Bible, New and Old Testament. And the point of doing that was to try to bring a sense of spirituality in our reasoning. And then there's others that was on the line, like Brother Aaron. Brother Aaron's position was to take the role of, let's say, the homosexual. And his job is to defend the opposing side. And basically, we had different callers calling in. We had a lot of callers. You know, shout out to the callers that called on last night that expressed their opinion, said different things about the topic. And to me, I thought that was a wonderful thing. I really did. I thought it was a wonderful thing.
Yes, it was.
It was great because we got to hear the opinions of other people besides the normal callers and the normal hosts. And I just want to say this, and then I'm going to relinquish the floor. We don't want nobody to call in thinking we're going to bash them if they happen to be a homosexual, lesbian. We want you to call because we want to get your take on it and how you feel about it. But we want you to respect where we're coming from as well, because nothing can get accomplished on this radio broadcast if people come on here, you know, with a closed mind. We want everybody to have a closed mind. That goes for the ones that's on the line that are preachers.
Open mind.
We want you to keep an open mind and hear what we got to say, just like we're going to hear what you got to say. And know that by no means are we judging you We're just telling you what the Word of God is saying. We ain't giving you our opinion about what the Word of God is saying. We're expressing by reading what the Word says, what the Word of God is saying. Now, we're not going to take a, we're not going to add to the Word or take away from the Word like some folks was trying to do on last night. All right? We're going to read the Word of God the way the Word of God is written, and then you can come up with your own revelation according to what has been read. We ain't going to give you a whole bunch of jargon, a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of rhetoric and crazy stuff. We're going to give you the Word of God and let the Word, if you're going to be judged, you're being judged by the Word of God, not by nobody on this panel. And I wanted to make that clear because the people, the host, Brother Jay, Brother Aaron, and myself, we're on here because we feel like we're open-minded enough to hear what anybody has to say about any topic. All right? We're not going to let our belief, we're not going to let our faith be judgmental and make somebody feel like we're judging them. And we're asking for that in return. All right?
Yeah.
And if we could do that, I think we could get a whole lot more accomplished on church, Dirty Church
Dirty
Radio.
Dirty Church Radio.
Dirty Church Radio.
I just want to say one quick thing. I just wanted to clarify or kind of, you know, re-say that part that you said about that you were talking about the Word of God yesterday on this subject. And I just want to clarify that we have to say that it's the Word of God based on different people's interpretation of the Word of God, so based on the Bible. So the Word of God, from your interpretation or, you know, whoever is listening's interpretation, because we do have to understand that different people are going to have different interpretations of the Scripture. Some people, you know, each person is probably going to say, you know, well, this is what I was taught and this is what I believe that this meant, you know, but I just wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody understands that it's based on each person's interpretation.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. But me as the host on here and the host on the show, like me, what I stand for and what I believe in, right, at one time, at no time am I going to not acknowledge what I believe. But I am open enough to hear what anyone has to say based upon what they believe or whatever. And my thing is, the way this show is, you normally couldn't have these conversations in any place. You normally couldn't go to church and have these conversations because you would really feel...
it's taboo.
It'd be a little, it'd be a whole from a different angle. So my thing is, like Apostle Young said, us as the host and what we believe, like I'm a minister of God. He's an apostle. And we believe the Word of God. And we will, when I read a scripture and I give my interpretation, what I believe, I am telling you what I believe. Like it's not, and I'm not going to sugarcoat what I believe based upon anyone else's views or, you know, perception of what the Word of God is saying. So on the show, if I feel as though what's being said is error or it's not being represented right, I'm going to let it be known whether you agree with me or not. So it's not like we're going to come over here and we're not going to be on the show and be, you know, putting cherries on top of things that we don't agree with just to please someone. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about that. I want real people to call on here with real, how you really feel. Like if you are a homosexual, I want you to call on the show. You have every right to call on the show and you will not be bashed. You know what I'm saying? We are not gay bashers or anything like that on this show. And I really have to keep saying that because people will be listening and eventually we'll easily be attacked by being Christians because we said what God's word says. And then now we'll be, you'll say that we're judging you. You know what I mean? And it's not like that. We're telling you what God's word says. And my thing is, I'm telling people what the show is about. So if you call in, you already know what it is. It's not like we're setting traps for people. So they call in, and then all of a sudden we just side jump you and hit you over the head with this and that. We want real people to call in with real issues so we can communicate, so we can talk. And to me, if we start talking, things will start moving, and we can get some answers. We can get some feelings that we've been holding in our hearts for a long time out. We can express those things that's been holding us in. We've been holding stuff in that's been causing high blood pressure and different sicknesses because we haven't been dealing with issues. Some people are worrying. You got some people that are gay or homosexual, whatever, and they walk around with fear in their hearts of someone hurting them or doing something to them. And I truly don't believe that's the will of God, that anybody should have to walk around with those type of feelings within them. But as a man of God, and I believe God is a God of love, I will say that I believe God wants people to come from that, because I don't believe, me as Minister Jay Miller, I don't believe God represents that, even though he still loves them because they're the creation. But the practice is not what he loves.
Can I
say, I have a question for you.
Before you ask the question, I want to say this, and then it ain't gonna take long. The Bible is a mystery, number one. All right, but all scripture is not meant to be mystical. All scripture is not meant for you to put your interpretation on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to the do's and don'ts of God's word.
Yeah.
If God is saying, don't do this, he's not saying don't do this for you to say except for in this type of situation. Because if that's what God was saying, it was saying his word. So everybody has a right to their interpretation of the Bible. But When you're putting your twist on your interpretation to justify something that God is explicitly saying not to, then I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because God's word is easy enough for you to understand, for you not to error. And how you error is when you put a twist of revelation on it to justify something that is obvious, that's going against the word of God.
Let me just be clear on something from both of you, actually. So, what you're saying is your knowledge of the Bible, the scriptures that you know, the your knowledge of the Bible, you believe that in history, no one has added any twist or interpretation to your scriptures. Is that what you believe?
That's not what we believe. But let me break this down for you to understand. All right. If you a thief, right? And the Bible says, "Thou shalt not steal." You can't say, "Well, I'm not going to steal, but I'm not going to steal unless I'm hungry," and then that justifies me stealing. It's still wrong. That's what I'm saying, plain and simple. So you can't take what I'm saying now and put a twist on that, because that's simple. That's simple enough for a 4-year-old to understand what I'm saying and know that when the Bible says certain, when the Bible is speaking specifics, it's not for man to put a twist on it to try to justify why he's doing what he's doing. And that's what I'm saying simplistically.
The Bible says for children not to be disobedient to their parents, right? It says don't be disobedient to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that scripture before?
Yeah.
All right. What else does that mean?
It means just what it says. Okay. All right, and that's my point. That's my whole point. We gotta stop as first of all, understand this. Anything that man's hands is involved in has the ability or the capability to be corrupt, because man's hand is in it. All right. So to answer your question, yeah, there's some things in the Bible that people might read and they might come up with a conclusion that, you know, that might be some loopholes or some or whatever terminology you might want to use against it. But then there's certain things in the Bible that it's just so plain that you need not to even try to sit down and come up with an angle with it because of the way it's worded. And I'm not saying that every scripture in the Bible fits that criteria. But when God is when you're talking about the things of God in the Bible, to where He's saying something specific, and then you try to twist it around to justify something else, you're adding or taking away from the Word of God. And that right there, the Bible plainly says we are not supposed to do that.
Now let me ask you both another question now. Do you, in your opinion, right, in your personal opinion, do you feel that Christianity or Christianity itself, whether we want to gay bash or not, the fact that we're not going to gay bash, so like we said on this phone call, do you believe that Christianity, by calling homosexuals an abomination, do you believe that it basically automatically kind of bashes gays, whether we end up bashing them over the phone or not? Do you believe
the Bible says what we're saying. So if you want to say anybody, if that's what you want to call it, then say the Bible said it. Don't say a Christian said it.
I'm actually asking a question. Like I'm saying, do you believe that Christianity or the Bible itself, by calling homosexuality an abomination, automatically is gay bashing?
No, it's not. It's calling it what it is, an abomination. We didn't say it, brother. We didn't say it, and that's the problem. That's the problem that a lot of people that justifies what they're doing against the word. They quick to say we said it. We didn't say it. We're repeating to all the listeners what we read in the Bible. So no, I'm not saying that because the Bible said it that we're bashing homosexuals. We're reading what the Word of God is saying. So now, you know, you can't say we're gay bashing anybody. We're just reading what our
Brother
Bible.
Aaron, Devil's Advocate Bradley is on the line with us right now too.
We're reading.
Hey,
we're
how's
reading.
Going?
What's going on, man?
We're reading.
I'm sorry, God. You can finish saying what you were saying.
No, I'm done because. You know,
so, I mean, what I was trying to say was that, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that
from the situation a little while ago. I had to save about four or five homosexuals. They was actually being gay bashed by a couple of people. I had to save them right quick. I had to play Superman a little while ago. That's why it kind of took me a little late to get on the phone. But I'm here now. I hope there isn't any gay bashing on this conversation right now, is there?
No, there isn't. We're actually speaking. Well, see, they were saying that, you know, saying it again to the listeners, you know, tonight, that, you know, by no means is anybody on here necessarily gay bashing. We welcome everybody's opinion on the matter, regardless, you know, of where they're coming from. But what Apostle was saying that, you know, he really would appreciate it if, you know, whoever would come on would just stay on subject and so on and so forth. My last question was basically asking, even though we're not going to be gay bashing gays, you know, on the phone call, I was asking, in their opinions, do they believe that by Christianity calling homosexuality an abomination, is that automatically bashing gays before they even get on the phone call. You know, because I mean, they're getting on the call
believe,
and they're, hey, you know, where are
I believe the interpretation. I believe the interpretation that's put forth for someone to believe and take into consideration that a certain type of lifestyle, by saying that it's totally wrong and these people will actually burn in hell, whether they say it or not, by them believing what the Bible says or what a belief says, no matter how you view it, if you repeat what the belief says, whether the belief is gay bashing or whether the belief is saying it's wrong, you are taking that stand as well. So, of course, we don't necessarily want to blame the fingers to ourselves and say, of course, we're not wrong. The Bible says it. We're just repeating it. Well, then if someone who was – then if a little white boy – If a little white boy was prejudiced and he said, I didn't learn this from myself, I'm just repeating what my father said. It doesn't matter what.
But that's his father, not the Bible. What you just said, Aaron.
And exactly what happens is you're saying your father, who is God, is actually doing this.
You can't compare.
So it's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's totally right.
Let him talk. We're going to let everybody say something like tonight.
He was breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like you're on a speakerphone or something, the way it sounds.
I'm going to say it again. Can y'all hear me?
Don't compare
a little white boy's father to the Bible. Now, that's not fair. You already came on the line with your sarcasm. So I'm letting you know tonight that's going to be shut down. It's going to be
now,
shut down.
I'm letting you know that it's not going to be shut down because it does make a whole lot of sense to what I'm saying. The reason why
it doesn't make sense to you
is because you view the Bible as your father in the same way the little white boy is getting examples and getting his doctrine and all that stuff from his father as well.
You're crossing the line, but I'm not crossing the line.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. Listen, on some real, like,
go ahead.
I'm going to have to push the mute button if it goes too much. Everyone's going to have their say, man. Listen,
I'm going
to
say this, and I'm not going to say nothing else. All right? Let's stay on topic. And let's be fair to everybody. That includes the Bible that I do believe in. All right? So
if you can't
do that, then maybe you shouldn't be a host and maybe you shouldn't be on the line.
Hold on, one second. One second. Listen. Everyone has the right to say what they're going to say. We're not going to disrespect anyone that is gay, and we're not going to disrespect the word of God, which we believe. It's going to be respect on both ends. Respect on both ends.
What I have to say concerning that is whether someone says respect, whether someone says off topic, the matter and the fact of what we're all talking about is one side is saying it's not wrong, the other side is saying it is wrong. Whether you admit to what you believe is irrelevant because what you're saying matters. Who cares if you're actually saying we didn't come up with the law, God came up with the law. You're repeating it. And if you're repeating something, you agree with it. If you agree with it, it's you saying it. God's not saying it. You're saying it. Point blank.
Well,
now, a comment to the apostle.
Now, hold up. If you're going to, now, since you're going to say it like that, now, me as a minister of the gospel, I'm going to stand on God's word. And I do believe in God's word, and I believe in God's word over any of y'all word that's on the phone. Like, I believe his word is more truer than y'all opinions. That's what I believe. You know what I'm saying? I believe that. And I understand that man has faults. I have faults. I have flaws. All right? You got murderers. You got all different type of people that do different things. All right? My whole thing is, according to the scriptures, I believe in sin. I believe that sin exists. I believe in sin. And I believe God has gave a category for what falls under sin. Now, unless you believe in sin or you don't believe sin exists, then that's a different topic. That's a whole different discussion. Because if you don't believe in sin, period, then no, you won't definitely believe that homosexuality is wrong according to the Bible if you don't believe in sin, period.
Now, what I actually tried to do
last
night. Wait,
can I say something to the apostle real quick? All right. Apostle, I understand where you're coming from when you're saying to Mr. Spradley that, oh, well, you're talking about the little white boy and, you know, in your opinion, it's like he's going off topic. But you have to also understand that it's not necessarily that he's going off topic. He's actually giving just another example to try to make a point regarding what we're talking about. So he's not totally going left field and totally talking about some other subject, period. But he's trying to give you, you know, an example pertaining to what we're talking about. So I think that at least should be admissible in this conversation when somebody would put a real-life situation, that sometimes realistic, sometimes not realistic, but just to get a broader view of what we're talking about. As long
okay.
As
now, can I give him an answer to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, we're not talking about we're not talking about somebody's encyclopedia and you comparing it to a little white boy's racist dad. We're talking about a Bible that millions of people hold to the highest esteem. All right. In that instance, it's way off. It's off base. All right. This is my opinion. It's way off. It's off base. And the comparison shouldn't even have been allowed to be said concerning the situation.
To challenge your opinion, do you understand that just because, you know, millions of people hold it in esteem doesn't necessarily.
But that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about.
What you're saying.
Hold on one second. We have a call coming in. We have a caller. Hold on. Hello, caller.
Praise the Lord.
How you doing?
Praise the Lord. I'm blessed. How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
My name is Minister Christopher Lane.
Minister Christopher Lane.
Amen.
How you doing, man? I know you've probably been listening to the for the topic for a minute. You got anything you want to say?
I just tuned in. A sister hit me up on my Facebook page because I just preached a message entitled Homosexuality in the Church. Now, basically, what I was trying to do, I was trying to get people to see is that when I preached it, I wasn't coming against homosexuality as a whole. Because if you ain't saved, then you're not held accountable to that. But my thing is this. When you got a church with a pastor that is calling himself, his husband or whatever it is a first gentleman, when the Bible clearly tells us that it's an abomination, that's when God told me to speak on it. You see, I just can't see that being right. Now, all sin is sin. I heard a brother speaking about sin in general. Sin is sin. So if you got a child molester, if you got a rapist, whatever, sin is sin. You know, so, you know, that's neither here nor there. Sin is sin. But when you got blatant homosexuals preaching the word of God, that's where I have a problem. So, and I do gospel rap, man. So I had to do a song, I had to do a sermon, and I'm doing a music video. Because what's happening is new believers are coming into the fold, and they're seeing this, thinking that it's cool when it's not cool, man. So I just wanted to hit y'all up and just voice my opinion on it.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you feel? How do you feel God feels about homosexuality as a whole? Now, I know you said it in church, but as a whole, how do you feel?
As a whole, I feel that he is totally against it. Reason why I say that is because in the Word, when he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, those people wasn't Christians, but he wiped out the cities, the Sodom and Gomorrah, and the surrounding towns. So in other words, everybody that was participating that was around Sodom and Gomorrah, if you was homosexuals in them towns too, he eliminated them. You see what I'm saying? So he can't be pleased with it if he literally eliminated two towns and the surrounding cities.
May I speak on it?
Amen.
Go ahead.
According to the Bible, when the Bible is referring to Sodom and Gomorrah, the only homosexual act that actually happened in that whole story was dealing with Lot's family. Nothing else dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah relates to anything dealing with same-sex relationships. Not only that, but Sodom and Gomorrah was not destroyed particularly because of same-sex relations. To make a broad statement based on one incident that actually happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't think can merit the whole broad sense of that story within the Bible.
Okay.
Now, I have a question for the preacher also. A question that I asked earlier to the other guys, I was asking, is your stance as a preacher that automatically Christianity would be going, since it caused homosexuality an abomination, you know, that you should be put to death for, do you believe that the Christian church automatically is gay bashing already, regardless of how open-minded we are to listen to other people's views and et cetera on this phone call?
So your question is, do I believe that the Christian church is gay bashing automatically?
Automatically, just from the word, from your interpretation
In a sense, I can say, yeah. See, here's the thing, man. The Bible says speak the truth in love. But what happens is that, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters that's caught in their sin, they don't receive the truth in love. You know, it's like they just don't want to hear it. Now, I know from experience, I've never been in homosexuality, but I know that God is a deliverer. His power can deliver you from anything. So I say that to say that if you feel like you was born with it, he can deliver you from it. If you just got into it, if you was molested and got into it from that spirit, he can deliver you from it. But it just seems like people in the church, I'm talking about the church, because my problem is with the church, not the unbeliever. Because, you know, I mean, you're going to do what you want to do, you know. We can tell you all day, every day, God don't like that. If you ain't saved, then you ain't saved. If you ain't proclaiming to be saved, then, you know, you ain't going to listen anyway.
That's right.
When it comes into the church, and the Bible clearly tells us, don't do it, and you doing it, and that's just the sin of homosexuality I'm talking about now. That does not exclude the rapist and the prostitute and the child molester, because they wrong too. They wrong too. But like I say, in this season, God has spoke to my spirit, preach on it, because a lot of preachers ain't even preaching on it. And I'm called to tell the truth, the whole truth, and the truth.
If I may,
somebody's phone got a lot of static on it.
If I may interject,
go ahead.
whether, like I said before, whether or not we admit, I'm kind of happy that the pastor actually admitted, okay, to, in some kind of ways we are gay bashing. That's being honest to me. If you actually take a stance against something, and I believe he's doing that, I believe that's totally honest. But what I would like to say concerning all of this, there's never going to come. I just believe I may be pessimistic in the whole, you know, in the whole conversation and topic, but there's never going to come an understanding with a heterosexual human being to a gay or a person who actually have same-sex relationships. It's never going to be an understanding because you do not understand, nor do you know, nor do you comprehend how I am. And in the same manner, I don't comprehend how you are. With that being said, me, my personal opinion, that's what everybody has the right to do within this world. I actually believe that if I am by no means neglecting whoever it is from sustaining and having a good life and a productive life, I believe that I'm doing the work of God. God is speaking to me through the message saying that I want my people to have a productive, healthy life, that they can live well and serve me if they choose to. On the other hand, I believe if any type of way you are neglecting somebody's happiness and somebody's right to be who they are and you don't even understand it and you neglect it, it's a form of racism. And I don't believe God is actually in that, whether or not you deem the Bible to state that it's wrong or not.
All right. Can I say something to that?
Amen.
All right. The Bible says that the men and women are supposed to replenish the earth, be fruitful, and multiply. That's one of the main purposes of the creation of man, along with serving and praising God.
Amen.
How can you sit on the phone and say what you just said?
You're talking about to me or the other brother?
I'm talking to Aaron. I'm talking to the devil.
You're talking
to the devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. How can two men fulfill that purpose? How can two women fulfill that purpose? Brother Jay said something to me today, and I'm going to repeat it on the line. If everybody turned gay, Do you honestly believe that the existence of man could continue?
Now, are you asking me all of these questions?
I'm asking you, Aaron.
Okay. My response to that is, if every man and woman was actually having sex with their own kind, can we actually establish children? Yes, we can, because we do it right now. With that being said,
That's not what I asked you. No,
yes,
I need you to answer my question. My question was, can two men and two women procreate? Just in case you didn't understand my first spin on it, I'm going to give you another spin.
I'm going to answer your question. The whole point of your question is to say that we will not exist because two people of the same sex cannot reproduce. I'm telling you, we now have the technology that men and women do not have to be together in order to produce.
My whole point, and I knew he was going to say that, what did God have to do with that?
But it doesn't matter what God has to do.
We can end the discussion.
One at a time.
Because we're not talking about what man created. We're talking about what God is saying.
No, you asked me a question, and I answered your question.
Hold up. Let me say this.
But no, I would like to finish.
Let me ask a question like this. Hold
on. No.
I got to ask this question like this because already,
we already know
where you're going with the sign.
I want to answer the rest of his question.
To the natural way of production, not a scientist or a doctor putting anything in a glass, mixing chromosomes together, and none of that. I'm talking about through a natural affection,
for myself,
lying down
answer,
with each other.
For myself, to answer the question of what Apostle Lou said, there may be another scenario, which is every man and every woman, women are childbearing and all men are impotent. They can't have kids either. So what do we do?
Man, this guy right here is like
we
straight up like a joke, man. Seriously.
Exactly.
Word
see,
is
now,
mom.
Now,
but,
now
you
hold,
know
hold, hold, hold.
Like, for
hold,
real,
wait a second. That didn't answer the question, man.
You actually said just right now,
no disrespect, no over-talking anybody.
But
and just right now, I've been disrespected and overtalked.
No. You haven't been disrespected.
I rest my case. Okay.
You haven't been disrespected or overtalked.
You're not saying nothing.
If we're going to answer the question, like when you ask a question, you expect somebody to answer it. We're saying if two men lay with each other and two women lay with each other, not with no doctors and no scientists involved, can life be produced?
Well, we all know the answer to that.
Well, we
what you guys are basically trying to state is that the whole science part of it is unnatural. So it brings up a different debate.
No, we're not saying that. We're saying remove that out the way. We're asking.
Was any science involved when the first child was born?
Maybe there was.
How, sir?
Is the reason the first person was born. You don't necessarily know exactly for sure. You just believe. So you don't think it could have been science.
So I came to this thing on the tail end. Is this somebody on here that's gay, first of all?
Yeah, that's a good question because I'm starting to have my
everyone on this phone that I know of is heterosexual.
I mean, that's going to be honest about it.
And No, because I was definitely going to say I was, but that's not being honest. I was just going to say it to prove a point, but I guess you caught me on that
so
already.
There's no gay men on this line right now.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But we're encouraging gay men to call in on this show.
Oh, is the pastor still on? Is the pastor still on the phone?
No, I'm on the phone.
Yes. Okay, I had a question for you about your church. How do you guys treat homosexuals that are in your church? Do you treat them like we just need to maybe cure them of this?
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, man. Me, Aaron, Lou, we all came up in church, and you too. All right? We're musicians.
Yeah.
We play in church. We play with dudes that's gay all the time. Dudes that sing in the choirs, dudes that direct. The majority of the songs you listen to on the radio is sung or produced or some type of way with a gay person involved. So I can talk and have a conversation with a gay person, laugh and joke, because it's not that I don't hate people. I love mankind. We're talking about the sins that God are against. That's what this conversation about. And I'm going to say, as a minister, I believe just like murder, just like raping, I believe God looks at homosexuality as a sin. And if you want to call that gay bashing,
You call
so
that. I don't go around beating people. I don't go around beating people up. Calling. I don't be calling nobody no names. I don't disrespect nobody. I know mad cool people that I know that are gay, that are great people, that would give you their last. So it's not about, I love mankind and human beings.
I would like to hear the pastor's response on the question that Mr. X Catholic asked him.
Thanks. My question, just to say my question again, it was basically saying, do you treat them like, okay, yeah, I understand that a lot of us on here, we have friends that are gay people and we interact with gay, we have no personal qualm with gay people, but does, in your church, do you treat gay people who are supposedly sinning and being gay, do you treat them like you are here as a helping hand to be ready to save them and cure them from their ailment?
Okay, and that question is for who?
You.
That's for you. Okay. Here's the thing, and a sister hit me up on Facebook 2 weeks ago and said, so if a gay couple comes into your church, are you going to throw them out? And this is the thing, man. We want to push deliverance.
Yeah.
Because God is a deliverer, amen?
Amen.
So if a gay couple coming in and sit down, and they all hugged up and holding hands and all that, you got to get up out of here with that. That's just how I feel about it. You are not going to be promoting this agenda in the house of God because I don't stand for it. Now, let me pull you to the side and let you know, this church believes that homosexuality is a sin just like everything else, you know. And people come into the church house with sins all the time. You know, you got brother so-and-so that just fornicated just the night before and he's sitting up in the church. You just won't know it. But to be blatant with it is a whole different story. Now, would I treat them different? No, man, I wouldn't. But I would have to come at them in love, you know, and just let them know, man, look, this is how this is what we believe here, you know.
Now, do you do that for other sinners, too, other kinds of sins? Do you treat them the same way? Like, oh, no, if they're blatant with, you know, whatever other sin.
If the sin is blatant, you know, then it has to be addressed. You know, sin is sin regardless. And I think that's what the other brother was trying to get you to see.
I have one last question for you after that. Go ahead.
Sin is sin. So if I know it's a well-known child molester, say, for instance, the child molester, you know how they track the child molesters in your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So that you can just pull up something and it'll tell you who's a child molester. And the child molester come up into the church, right? And he's eyeballing little kids. He got to be checked on it. His card got to be pulled. We got to let it be known that, brother, we don't get down like that. Now, I'm not going to just kick him out the church house because God wouldn't do that. We got to come in love. We have to come in love. Love is key.
That's right.
The thing is that, you know, so many brothers and sisters that don't move in love has already went upside their head on it with this gay thing to where they're not receiving the love. So in their minds, they think they're going to do it and they just going to continue to roll with it. And when I saw the gay church, the one that's in Atlanta, because it blew my mind. I didn't even know they existed.
Oh, I did.
When I saw it, I said, oh, man. And then I noticed that it ain't really nobody preaching against it. You know, you see the gay choir members. You see the gay choir leaders and all that, you know. But, I mean, they got a straight all-gay church.
My last question on that topic was, now, let's say Jesus himself was preaching at your church, okay? I'm going back just to that one simple little phrase that people say. What do you think in your same situation, that same situation when they're blatant with it, what would Jesus do? In your opinion,
what would Jesus do? Hold up, let me think about this because I don't want to answer it wrong. You know,
you can't answer it because you're not Jesus.
That's a typical setup question. There's no way you can answer that.
Hold on. Listen. I would like for him to have the room to answer it and for him to think about it without any type of interruption.
And we all agree that we understand that in his opinion.
Let me tell you something. This is what Jesus would do. Jesus ain't gonna throw him out the church, because what happened was if you look into the Word. When the Pharisees was about to stone the prostitute lady, and they had to drop them stones, Jesus told her, "Go and sin no more," which means she was instantly delivered from prostitution. And if you follow the Word of God, it shows you that she never went back there. She followed him all the way to the grave. So it's deliverance in it. And my whole thing is deliverance. So if Jesus preaching in my church and the two homosexuals was in the front row. You know what I'm saying? He's going to probably tell them, you know, where are your accusers? I don't accuse you either, just like he told her, go and sin no more. Now, it's up to them. If they're going to get delivered, then that's it, man. It's all about deliverance. The bottom line is that it's wrong. The homosexuality in the church, out
now, the fact
wrong.
That they're in
oh, wait,
the
wait,
church.
Wait. I'm sorry, Mr. X Classic. I would like to just interject, and I promise I'll be done. I won't even say anymore. What I would like to say is, now, we all know that there are churches, lots of churches, that preach against it. Some preachers, some pastors, some apostles, some ministers blatantly are totally against it through their actions. They say faggots. We don't want faggots in our church. You know, very, very, very.
Wrong to disrespect them like that. That's wrong.
Yeah, okay. I definitely agree with that. But what I'm saying is I believe, this is my opinion, I think that every church has a right, if they choose to, who they want in their church and who they don't want in their church, the rules, the doctrine, all of that stuff.
Amen.
It's their personal right as a man of God to accept or not to accept what comes into the house that God has put under them. And I don't believe anybody should actually question that. I also think that if a gay person goes to a church that they know is against that, it's the church's every right, if they choose to kick them out. Whether the church says it's right or wrong, or whether God says it's right or wrong, or this is what God would do, doesn't make a difference. The pastor has the right to do that. All I'm saying is, if there are churches out there that do accept homosexuality, if there are churches out there that actually don't necessarily ridicule it and ostracize the people, and they say that it's okay, I believe, and I honestly think, it's their right to do that as well. Whether you think that they're interpreting the word wrong, yes, you can believe that, and you can say that all you want. But I don't believe that it's our job, I don't believe it's your job or anybody else's job who disagrees with that, to actually say that they're wrong. It's their right to be whatever they choose to be.
Well, in all fairness, I think the guest preacher that's on the phone was the only one who said his opinion on it, on them having a church is wrong. So, in all fairness, Let's be clear. No other person on the line, when the gay church thing came up, said anything about how they felt about it being wrong, right or wrong. All right. Unless I didn't hear it. Now I know I didn't say how I felt about it. I just agreed that there's a gay pastor with his lover as his first gentleman. Now, whether it was right or wrong, I don't recall. I know I never said it was right or wrong. I didn't even give my opinion about the matter. All right. Now, secondly, if a heterosexual couple was sitting up in the church, being a distraction in the church, I would address the heterosexual couple and let them know, listen, right, my brother and sister, remember, you are in a church. And right, you hugging up with your wife or whatever like that is a distraction to the service. Could you separate yourself a little bit? So it's not just about the homosexual couple. It's about anything that's distracting the service needs to be addressed. All right? And you need to do it in love. The Bible even says love covers a multitude of sins. All right? But this is the thing. After I go to, let's say there's a gay couple at the church. They hugged up. They holding hands. They standing up while the worship service going on, holding hands, raising their hands up in the service, rocking to the music. All right? Like they had a Mary J. Blige concert or song. All right? Now the members of the church that's not accustomed to this here is coming to the office complaining, saying that this is a problem. All right?
Right.
Then I go to them and explain to them, listen, our church does not believe in homosexuality. Our church does not support homosexuality. You know, we thank God that you chose to come to this church. Whether you decide to stay at this church after I give you this little bit of information, it's solely up to you. We believe that if you know, that our church has the capability to guide you down the aisles of deliverance. If that's what you choose, because at the end of the day, you can't make nobody do nothing. All right? Now, if they choose to stay there after I give them this information,
okay,
and the word of God compels them, that is solely on them. But I don't think nobody should be castrated out of the church without at least giving them the chance to hear a message about deliverance.
Okay.
But if you're going to sit up in the church after I tell you that we don't believe in homosexuality here, we don't support it, but then you're going to just defiantly go against what I'm saying, then at that point, the Bible even says at that point, you are supposed to put them out.
Right. I believe that the church is a place that sickness should be healed. I believe deliverance should take place.
But
so
they don't believe they sick. They don't believe they sick.
No, but
right.
What I'm saying, sin, but you got to understand, sin is the sickness.
They don't believe it's sin. If you go by what Aaron, the ex-Catholic, is saying, they don't believe it's a problem. They don't believe
Aaron,
it's sin.
Let me ask everybody a question.
Hold on one second. I got a caller coming. I got a caller on. Hold on one second. Hello, caller?
Hello. Yes. Hello?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I had a comment.
Is this Dr. Paula?
Yeah.
Amen. I was just about to give you a testimony. Praise God. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead. Oh, praise the Lord. I just wanted to zero in on something. Y'all talking about I only been listening for 5 minutes because I just came on, but the little bit that I did hear, probably like 7 or 8 minutes. It's just two things I want to point out real quick. First of all, it's a sexual immorality. The Apostle Paul tells us, if a brother or a sister be found to be in sexual immorality,
yes,
he gives us specific.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Specific. There's no if. There's no if. There's no ands or buts about it. We are all smart as a leader. We understand the word of God. The Apostle Paul says, you're not even supposed to eat or sit, let alone be found in the house of worship with a sexual immoral person. That's talking about fornication, adultery, homosexuality, as well as lesbianism. He specifically tells us,
mm-hmm,
if that person does not want to be restored to Christ, does not want to live a clean life, he said to expel them from the fellowship and treat them like an infidel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word of God.
The church will be
empty. And another thing I want to say, real brief, is this. if you are a pastor and you are preaching the unadulterated word of God, gay people not going to feel comfortable sitting there if they don't want to change.
Thank you.
That's what. They're going to get up. You're not going to have to tell them to leave. Because when you preach the word of God and you preach with conviction and the Holy Ghost, they're not going to want to sit there and listen to it. Because if people come to church for different reasons, and if you come into a household of faith and you see two people kissing or hugging, because it has happened in my ministry all the time, I'm still going to preach the word of God. I'm going to preach it with love. Some stay and they change. Some leave and don't come back because they ain't have no intentions on changing. So if we really in the spirit of God, like we should be, and teaching and preaching the word of God with love and power, that brings a spirit of conviction, not me pointing fingers, not me condemning or judging, just simply preaching the word of God and giving them an opportunity to repent and turn from their way, because that's what Jesus wants. Okay, someone mentioned about the woman being caught in adultery, and he told her to go and sin no more. He did say that, but there were other times Jesus turned over the table. So you can't say, you can't take one specific illustration out of the Bible and use it for everything. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. I have a lot of women and men in our ministry right now who were gay and who were lesbians. But look at them now. They're not.
Deliverance,
why?
Right?
Because
right?
The word of God was preached with conviction to change. With love. But I tell you what, if you came in there and I knew you didn't want to change, and I knew and the Holy Spirit revealed to me that you don't want to change, I'm going to show you to the door. Because a little leaven is a whole lump. And something else y'all don't like to talk about. Well, I'm going to say y'all, but most people. A lot of times, when you're living that lifestyle, they molest children. That comes with that. That comes with that. So, yeah, that's something we don't like to talk about. But I'll talk about it. Because I counsel these people. They molest children. That's a package deal. Okay, you can say, and they're not going to come out and say, oh, well, you know, I molest kids too, but it comes with it. 80% of the time, it comes with that. And then they wonder why these kids is walking around growing up, you know, being a lesbian or being a homosexual. It's because they were touched in the church.
Right, that spirit, transferred to spirit.
Now,
spirit.
And
that is why
the Apostle Paul said, if any man be found to be a brother, that calls himself a brother and is found to be in that lifestyle, he said to put them out of the church. Ain't no ifs, it's no but, it's specific direction. But we don't want to listen to it because a lot of people want money. They want some money. Every seat counts. So then they wonder why the church is jacked up, because you got preachers that think they love people more than God, and they don't. If God said put them out, put them out. And that's the bottom line. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just plain wrong.
I have a question.
You don't want
to change. Now,
go ahead, ask your question. Go ahead.
Now, my problem with the first part of what she said was the majority of the people who are in church and who are saved, okay, just because they're saved doesn't mean that they are not going to sin in some way tomorrow. So the fact that they maybe have been a liar before and then they got saved, they went to church, and now they're striving, living their life, trying not to lie anymore, that doesn't mean that the next day that they might not fall back and mess up and lie about something. So now, when the gay person goes to the church, and let's say you're saying that Paul said that, okay, they should be cast out of the church, but the person has accepted Christ. They're a gay person, but they accepted Christ in their life, and they're saying, you know what, okay, I want to change this about myself. I want to work on this. But then before they even get to even get help, they're being cast out.
That's not what I said, sir.
No, I did not say that.
What I said was a life, when you're inside, when you come inside the house of God, I'm not just talking about a building, but when you give your, if you're gay, you come to the Lord and you give your life to the Lord, that means I'm striving to live right. I'm not practicing sin, which is lasciviousness. Okay, Paul let us know in Hebrews 10 and 26, if I intentionally sin after receiving the truth, there is no more sacrifice for sin, none whatsoever. So if you're coming into the knowledge of God, you're going to strive to do what is right. You don't practice sin.
Right.
You turn
okay, now,
from
now,
sin.
Now, those same
so when
people
a,
that
if a person comes in and they're gay, of course you give them an opportunity to repent. You give them an opportunity to change their life, yes, but I'm talking about a person that comes in and they just going to live that way and then sit amongst you and spread that spirit. No.
Right.
And don't want to
change. Like the gay church.
So in your,
exactly.
So this is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying, well, you just look at them, they gay, and toss them out. No, I'm not saying that.
So this is a question to you. So those other sinners, other sins, not gayness, right?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm not going off subject. I'm not going off
subject.
Go ahead and ask it.
Those other sinners that are coming to church, and they're being saved, and they're accepting Christ, and they're going to strive, like you said, to stop doing that sin that they were doing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the real world says that, yeah, I want to strive to not do these sins anymore. But we all on this phone call understand that, yeah, you may be striving, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the next day you might not mess up and tell another lie and commit another adultery.
And you
might
fall, because we all fall short of the glory of God, but that is a different. That's different from lasciviousness. That is different from practicing sin. Because, again, true repentance means to have
godly sorrow.
It's godly sorrow, which means I fast, I pray, I'm consecrating, I am crucifying my flesh because I hate this thing. This thing going to cause me to lose my soul. It will cause you to pray, not lay. It'll cause you to get on your knees and cry out to God for real. Not, oops, I did it again. Oops, I did it again. Oops, I did it again. You are oops, I did it again lie, because Jesus is a keeper.
Why is it that every single person that I know in this world, I guess you people on this phone call might be different.
I'm not saying you people in a derogatory way. You saying on this call, but I'm letting you know either I'm going to believe what you said or I'm going to believe what God said. I don't believe you.
Let me let everyone have their time to say something. You can't over talk each other. Everyone talk, and I know, like I want everyone to know on Dirty Church Radio. We understand there will be disagreements. There's going to be disagreements about a lot of issues, about a lot of things. But the base of this show is to confront issues that people are not willing to confront. A lot of times you can't even have these conversations like this in church. So I want everyone to leave, to actually get a chance to say whether we agree or disagree. But the thing is, we're going to move with this conversation because we have to deal with this stuff. This is real issues. There are listeners out there that feel like it's okay to be gay. Then those of us that are saved, which we believe the word of God,
what he said. We live by his principles and live by his standards. And even in the midst of that, none of us are perfect. So some of us, we may not be gay, but we got other issues that we're dealing with. But the thing is, on this show, be respectful to let everyone say what they're going to say and get it out. Don't overtake. You will get your turn to say something.
Can I would like to say
clearly?
Real quick. Amen. I was asked when I first came on if I thought that God was pleased with homosexuality.
Uh-huh.
Well, from a conversation that I had with Pastor Paula, who's on with us now, God brought back to my recollection that. And so, Pastor Paula, can you share what you explained to me, what happened when you went to that church, from the exact words that you told me,
mm-hmm.
share with the listeners?
Someone invited me to a church to preach. And I said no at first. I said, no, I'm not going over there. I'm not going to preach because they was all gay and lesbians. And I said, when they called me, I said no. And why would he call me anyway? That's how I felt. So I hung up. Probably like 10 minutes later, the Holy Spirit said, no, you're going to go. You go, and you say what I tell you to say. So I called them back, and I did not want to go. And I called back, and I said, I'll come. I thought about it. I'll come. I went in there. It was homosexuals. It was lesbians, okay? And it started at 7:30. They didn't put me up until 10 o'clock. So I'm sitting there about to throw up, not because I can't stand them, okay, because I work with homosexuals and lesbians all the time. So it's not, I don't have no homophobia of them. But it was so foul that I felt like I was going to throw up. I didn't even want to get up and go use the bathroom. And the longer I sat there, the madder I got. Because I was sitting there, it's almost 10 o'clock, and I had to watch men act like women. I had to watch the women act like men, hugging, kissing each other on the cheek. And I'm saying to myself, no reverence, no fear of God. And some of them knew that it was wrong. So when I finally got up to preach, the young boy went and started playing on the keyboard. And I got the microphone and I told him, no, you will not play, not for me. He got mad and went outside and started cussing, calling me all kind of names, and you can hear him. And I looked at the pastor. He ain't say nothing at all. So when I opened up my Bible to get ready to read, the Holy Spirit started speaking. And he said, you tell him this would be his last day preaching in this building. And guess what? That's what I told him. And that's all I told them. And it wasn't no preaching at all. And I told our members to let's go because the Lord said to leave. So we'll make a long story short. The guy who called me all the names got hit by a tractor trailer like a week later. He died. And that church was closed down. He never preached in that building again. Actually, he hasn't preached since. That's been almost a year ago. So when you say what God loves and what God hates, I'm going to stick to the word of God. Even if people don't understand, as a preacher, we must understand the depth of homosexuality and lesbianism. Like I said, it's not just a man and a man sleeping together. It goes so much deeper than that. Things people don't like to talk about that comes with that lifestyle. So, yeah, we all fall short. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But that is not the same thing as lasciviousness. It's not the same. And God don't treat it the same. Because especially when you are a preacher, you are responsible to uphold God's word, not to preach it how I think God is saying, No, I need to say what God is saying, not what I think, not my interpretation. I have to preach with the mind of God, just as it is God speaking. And we don't like doing that because we think living holy is hard. And that's the problem. That is the problem. We don't think, and some people do think that, you know, homosexuality and lesbianism is nothing wrong with it, because I had people in my ministry like that. But I showed them in the Word with love, and they changed. And those who didn't want to change, guess what? They left. I didn't have to say get out. They left because they didn't feel comfortable. They didn't feel comfortable being there because they knew. So they just went somewhere where it was accepted, where it's okay to be that way. So we have to tell the truth, whether people want to hear it or not. And we have to make it so plain that they understand that this is something that God hates. It's an abomination. He hates it. And that's how I preach it, just like God says it.
Amen. In the Word, in Ezekiel, I just wanted to read this. Ezekiel, the third chapter, starting at the 17th verse, it says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity.
And the blood.
Blood will I require at thy hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked man, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. And again, when a righteous man doeth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doeth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul." Now, to speak on behalf of the men and women of God that call on this line, every woman or man of God that calls on this line, they are watchmen that are required through their faith in God to speak what God has declared.
Truth. My God.
And they cannot live or speak beneath those standards. Because if not, you'll go on living in your sin, and they don't warn you, you'll die in your sin. But the blood, for them not warning you, they take on themselves. And I believe that any man of God that's on this line does not want to take the blood or have his hands bloody from someone else's sin that he could have or she could have told. And sin is sin. And I believe homosexuality, God clearly states it and speaks it in his word.
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that there should be a line drawn in between people who are men and women of God based on the Bible, following the Word of God based on the Bible, and men and women who are men and women of God, period, like their own personal God. Because in my opinion, men and women who are following the Word of God based on the Bible are following the Word of God already through a written interpretation.
Brother,
I understand it's
please.
Your belief that it's coming straight from God's mouth. God's mouth touched that paper, and, you know, it's on there. It's written in stone from God. I understand that's your belief. But I'm just saying that there should also, you know, I think as men of God, men and women of God, we should acknowledge that there are others out there that also believe in God, but may not necessarily believe in God based on the written word.
Well, sir, in the defense of myself, Pastor Paula, Minister Jay, and the other preacher, we acknowledge the fact that all pastors do not seek the mind of God. All right, we acknowledge the fact that all pastors get up and preach their interpretation of the Holy Writ. Some of them are preaching their own interpretation of what they want. All right, so we acknowledge that. But tonight, on this phone, tonight, that is not the case. All right, I can speak for myself. I believe that we are supposed to preach what the Bible is saying. We are not supposed to put our own personal interpretations on it to justify what no one in our congregation is doing. All right? That goes for homosexuals, lesbians, thieves, liars, backbiters, whatever. I am not going to take the Bible and put my personal spin on it to justify what you're doing. Sin is sin. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole nuts and bolts of this whole thing. All right. Now, for you to make the statement that you just said, all right, and this is just my personal opinion, and as long as we keep fishing to try to justify our point, we're never gonna get to a conclusion or a resolution. All right. It's either it's right or it's wrong. There's no gray area with this here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no gray area, sir. And every time
based
you open your mouth,
Bible.
Okay, well, okay, Aaron, give us another book that we could go by then.
That's not Aaron.
Well, whoever said it.
We also understand that the relationship with God is very spiritual and very personal. So a lot of people may feel that they have a deeper connection with God directly, without even a word written on, you know, on paper.
Well, sir, that is impossible, sir.
That's foolish.
You cannot get into the mind of God.
On the Bible, it's impossible.
You can't, sir, you cannot get into the mind of God without the word of God, sir, because your flesh will not allow it to happen. That's why you need the word of God, to search out the mind of God, sir.
So it wasn't flesh that wrote it.
Sir,
it wasn't flesh,
sir,
that wrote the
sir,
Bible.
Somebody else can talk to this guy. I'm done. Because
so,
I'm done.
I mean, I'm asking a genuine question. I'm not asking
It wasn't nothing genuine about what
said. No, so ask your question again.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being anything. I'm saying, was it not flesh that wrote it?
Sir, the Bible was written by man, inspired
by
God, sir. So that's why I said what I said, sir.
Listen,
stop trying to make a mockery of the Bible, sir, and that's what I said at the beginning.
Let me give you something real quick. The name of this radio show is Dirty Church Radio, and some may wonder, why do you call it Dirty Church Radio? First of all, I am made by dirt. God created man from dirt. All right? And he breathed into us and we became a living soul. But right now I am dirt. This flesh is dirt. But God put the church inside of me, in the heart. So I'm dirt that's walking around on this earth. Made dust to dust, ashes to ashes when I leave here. This flesh is already judged. It goes back to the dust. But the church is housed inside of this right now. You know what I mean? So I'm flesh, but the God's church is in me. So if God can put the church in me, you don't think he can inspire the Bible?
You don't think he can inspire me?
And you don't think that he can inspire a different view in someone else?
Put it this way, bro. This is what I think. This is what
Man,
I
this
think.
Is, this...
I believe that God is so powerful, regardless of what man may try to do to pervert God's word or alter God's word. I believe that man can never stop God's agenda and assignment for his word to get to where it needs to get to. So no matter how many words you may try to change, no matter how you may try throughout time, how many hands the scriptures done been through, God's word can never be destroyed.
That's right. Amen.
It can never be destroyed. Man's intellect.
Based on my spiritual connection with my God, right? What a lot of the things that the Bible says sound more like man's word, saying that, well, if you go against this that I don't believe, your sentence for that is death. That sounds more like something that would come from man. I mean, God created
you know
all.
It's a scripture, bro. It's a scripture in the Bible. It's 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start at the 9th verse. I'm just going to read. I just want you to just listen.
Jay, before you read that,
He don't believe the Bible.
That's what I'm trying to say. The next discussion we had, let's try to have it and not even mention the Bible. Let's see how far we get. Since we got all these intellectuals on the line, like the ex-Catholic, which he's an ex-Catholic, we don't know what he is, right? But he got so much to say about the Bible. Next time we have this conversation, let's try to have it and let them bring their books and let them bring their jargon, like I was saying earlier, that they're going to go on the internet, dig up, and let's debate that. Because I'm tired of debating with the Bible. I'm tired of that because that's not something we're supposed to do. Either you believe it or you don't. And if he don't believe it, why keep reading scriptures to a non-believer? We're wasting our time.
Well,
yeah. But you see, I'm going to tell you, right, my thing is like this. My thing is like this. Regardless whether he believes or not, my perception of the word of God is that it's a seed. Now, if the seed falls on hard ground, it falls. But regardless, the seeds, they must still be planted. The seeds must still be spoken. The word must be spoken regardless. So just because he has a disagreement when it comes to the word, it's not going to keep me from.
Well, I mean, I'm not telling you not to read it. You know, you the host. You the host.
No, the reason why what's the scripture, Pastor Paula? I mean, what scripture is it with the sower when Jesus is the, when he talks about the sower and the seed? Is that Luke?
Matthew and Luke 8,
chapter 4. I mean, yeah, Luke 8, verse 4.
Oh, yeah, Luke 8, that's the one. That's
okay.
Right,
Luke
8. Luke
8, and that's in starting verse 4.
Luke 8, verse 4. No, I want to, this is the one, verse 11 is the one I wanted, where it talks about, where it says, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they, which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Now, I believe according to the word of God, just like earlier when we were talking about when God designed man for us to be fruitful, when he made man and woman, and he wanted them to be fruitful and multiply. Now, spiritually, when Christ comes in your life, he wants us to produce fruit too. But the only way that you can even produce fruit is by the seeds of the word coming in your life. And I know, ex-Catholic, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What faith did you start out in?
Catholic.
So you've always been a Catholic?
Always been a Catholic. I've attended multiple different types of churches while I was growing up. I also went to Pentecostal churches and followed a lot of those teachings and a few other churches. But most of my life, I grew up in as a Catholic.
All right. Let me ask you this: What happened? Why are you an ex-Catholic?
Well, I'm an ex-Catholic just for a simple reason. It's not because a lack of belief. It's really because I'm excommunicated automatically just by being on the phone with you entertaining your other beliefs and other thoughts. My Catholic religion says that just entertaining your other beliefs or other interpretations of the Bible is automatic for me to be kicked out, cast out from my religion. So that's the reason on the phone I actually call myself ex-Catholic.
So you're not really an ex-Catholic then?
Not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, I'm still part of
right
a
now.
Catholic church that I don't necessarily attend.
Oh my God.
So let me ask you this. Listen, let me ask you this. Far as God, what is your perception of God? What requirements do you believe God expects from man in the earth world?
See, first and foremost, my whole interpretation of God is that, like, each person has a spiritual connection with God Almighty, right? Then I understand that different people have different religions and channel their beliefs through the religion, and they channel their faith in God through that religion. Now, me personally, I don't feel like it should be that simple or that concrete to say that, yes, I'm a man of God, and I'm a man of God as a Christian only. Saying that anybody else who says that they're a man of God and they happen to be Muslim or something, you know, or Catholic or whatever, they're not as good in God's eyes because they don't necessarily believe the Bible the way I believe the Bible.
Did I answer the question? I'm not sure. I might have gone off.
Well, let me, Jay, can I please respond to that, Jay?
Go ahead. Just respond.
All right, number one.
I don't want him to think that, you know, we talking down the line.
Number one, for any Catholics that's listening on the radio, all right, I highly doubt that you're going to be excommunicated from the church for talking to a Christian.
Oh, well, not talking, entertaining these thoughts. Trust me.
Hold on, I'm talking now.
The Roman Catholic Church does not.
When nobody interrupted you when you were talking. All right. Now, if the Roman Catholic Church had a problem with Christianity, they wouldn't allow over 100 Protestant bishops in the Vatican to hold sessions with the Pope. All right.
Listen. The Roman Catholic Church also has, you have to understand the history, and you have to understand where they're at now. And you have to open your eyes. This wasn't my fault. I just have to say that.
But, sir, you're always the one doing it. You're the one that's always doing it. And it's my job.
You're looking at your phone. It's like the speaker. The speaker on your phone is like,
hold on. It's my job. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
It's my job on the show to keep the show on topic. This ain't got nothing to do with, I don't want to discredit anything that you said. So let me. I'm speaking right now to any Catholic that might have been listening. That's listening to this show. I don't want them to think by going by what you said that if they're talking to somebody, getting an insight on their religious beliefs, that they're going to be excommunicated from the Catholic belief.
If they are entertaining the thought.
Sir, it's the same thing, sir. It's the same thing.
It's stone for them.
Okay, well, sir.
What you have to understand is that the Catholic Church is also...
Sir,
hold on. Let them talk.
Sir, I'm not done, sir.
You have to understand the full
spectrum. Sir, I don't have to understand anything. I don't have to understand anything, sir. I'm just making a clarification. Because if you go by what you're saying, then we might as well get off the phone, sir. The purpose of this here is for everybody to hear different sides of all equations. That goes for Catholics. That goes for Protestants. That goes for whoever. And we don't want nobody to think by going by what you're saying that if they want to call the line, they scared now because they're going to be excommunicated from the church.
So we shouldn't.
Sir,
he asked me why
sir.
I was Catholic. That's why I asked
okay.
that question.
All right, Jay.
Let me ask Pastor Paula, what do you feel about that? Do you know anything about that?
We have Catholics. We fellowship with Catholics. Catholics come fellowship with us. We just had a community meeting with Catholics.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm saying that based on the Catholic guidelines, you are excommunicated because of that. So me stepping foot in one of your churches. Yeah, it sounds harsh. I understand it doesn't sound right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all. That I can't really entertain other thoughts or go forth and be with other religions, even though I stick to my Catholic faith. But as far as they're concerned, that you are a de facto. So you basically went AWOL just by you entertaining the thought of another religion. Now,
hold on one second.
You have to understand that the Catholic Church has also become a business now.
Hold on, ex-Catholic, one second. Listen, to all the live listeners out there that have been listening to this part of the show, normally when we go off the air, we have a bonus round for a few minutes. And tonight I have a few preachers on the line that once we go live off the air, I want them to each make a statement or actually say something that is mind-provoking
where they can plant a seed or a thought in the minds of God's creation. So God bless you all that are listening live, and I hope you tune in tomorrow night. God bless you. Now, we're still recording, but we're off the air live right now. So in this section, I never take it for granted when we have people that call in on the line out of their busy schedules. Everyone has their own lives. So starting with the minister, the preacher or the pastor, the man who called from the 760 number, I just want you, based upon the conversation that took place tonight, I want you to say something to the people out there that can actually bring this thing to let everyone know that, listen, this conversation is not about confusion, but it's about, even in the midst of the disagreements that we may have, the purpose of God is greater than what we may disagree upon. And the purpose of God is to show the love that he put in our hearts that we can draw, or that we can plant the seeds and water, and God brings the increase.
Amen. Well, first off, I would like to say this is Minister Christopher A. Lang, M59 Ministries, M59 Ministries. And God is love. We all will disagree. We all can agree to disagree, but the bottom line is God is love. The brothers were discussing homosexuality in the church, or just homosexuality, period. And the message from Minister Christopher Lang to any homosexual, whether you are in the kingdom of God or you are not a Christian or a believer, is that God loves you. He loves you, but he hates the sin. Homosexuality is considered a sin, but you can be delivered from it. You know, you are not bound to it. The Bible speaks about breaking the chains, being loosed. You can be loosed from that sin. So I just encourage you to seek God, pray, and there's deliverance in it. There's deliverance in it. That's what I got.
Pastor Paula?
Yes, I would just like to say that God sent his son, Jesus, to us to deliver us from whatever bondage that we have, regardless of what sin it is. And I would admonish everyone, even if they're not born again, to cry out. And you can even ask Jesus to prove yourself to me. Because some people are confused. There's a lot of people saying a whole lot of things. There's more, as many false prophets. There's so many different religions. And maybe you really truly don't know. Learn that Jesus is the true. He's the way, he's the truth, and the life. And no one can come to him except he draws them. So wherever you are tonight, whether you're an adulterer, fornicator, liar, whatever it is, Jesus really has come to set us free. He loves us greater than the sin that anybody can commit. And at the end of the day, he died on the cross that we might live and not die. And the word of God was written by man, but inspired through the Holy Spirit. And I believe it. I'm going to obey it. I'm going to preach it just as it is written. And that's what God delivers, because it is his word to us. It is his word to humanity. And without it, we are truly lost. We are truly lost. So if you know, whatever you're going through, you might be stuck, you might not know, just get on your knees and just ask him, say, Lord, prove yourself to me. I really want to know the truth. And he will. He says, search the scriptures because they testify of me. So whatever you're in today, search the scriptures. It talks about him, it testifies about who he is, and he will show himself to you. So I thank you for the opportunity to be on the air with you, and I just bless God for everyone And I just pray that, you know, whoever is listening, that they will truly, truly get connected to Jesus. That's my desire.
That's right.
Apostle Louis Young.
All right. The Bible plainly says that we should let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus wasn't a thief. Jesus wasn't a homosexual. Jesus wasn't a liar. Jesus was the truth. Jesus was the word. So if we learn how to seek out the mind of God and let what we find after seeking get in and change our mind, it wouldn't even be a need to even have this discussion. It wouldn't even be a need to even be sitting on the phone talking about what we're talking about tonight. The problem with a lot of people is they're resisting the change, and they just want to do what they want to do, and if they don't care what nobody says, they don't care what the Bible says, they don't care what Pastor Paula say, they don't care what Apostle Young say, they just, listen, they want to do what they want to do, they want to be able to serve God, raise up dirty hands, and just try to make God accept their praise. And God is not going to just accept dirty praise. He's not going to do it. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to relinquish the floor. A lot of people that's dealing with these different things, like homosexuality, if you just do what Pastor Paula said, ask God to reveal himself to you. When you read these scriptures, ask God to reveal to you what he says they mean. Not what no man says. Ask God to reveal to you what he's saying. And I guarantee you, once you ask God to reveal to you what he means in this scripture, then you will understand why we are so passionate about the Bible.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
We're passionate about the Bible because we ask God. I know I can speak for myself. I ask God. I said, well, God, when you say in such and such here, tell me, show me what you exactly mean. I don't even want to add or say. I want you to reveal to me, and that's the word, reveal to me what you mean about this word so that I will err.
Amen.
And see, a lot of people are erroring is because they're taking the word of God, trying to twist it to justify their sins. And right there, you make the word of God have null effect. You void the word of God out when you try to take the word of God and switch the word of God around to justify what you're doing. And that's what's been going on this phone for the last 2 days. And that's why I'm passionate about it. That's why my voice is elevated, because I'm tired of people trying to denounce the word of God because the word of God is not fitting their situation or their criteria. You don't fix the word of God to fix your criteria. You fix your criteria to fit the word of God.
Amen.
And as long as we allow homosexuals, listen, lesbians, thieves or whatever to justify that what they're doing through the world, we might as well hang up our Bibles, stop preaching and everything, because they have already won. I don't know about nobody else. I'm standing on the word.
Amen.
Amen. Now, man, I totally agree that God's word is the truth, and that's what we stand by. But I created this Dirty Church Radio, like I said earlier, to make a platform that mankind, period, can come on this radio station and hear the word. But not only that, there are people that have many issues that come from different backgrounds that have stuff in them that they need to say. That's why I let people say what they're going to say. But I stand for the word, and I stand for God's truth. And I feel as though it can't be disputed by anyone or any intellectual thought. I believe that the foolishness of God will confine the wisdom of the world or man's mind any time. But I do want all the listeners to know that when you may hear the passion or the compassion in the voices of people on here when it comes to the word. It is not coming from a hatred towards you personally or some, because I know last night someone was saying, they called in and they said that if I was just, when I was just listening, and if I was just to think of Christians, how y'all talking on the phone, it would make me not want to come to God or whatever. Me personally, I think normally that's an excuse that people use to stay connected into what they're connected into, like Pastor Young said. But on here, Dirty Church Radio, we are willing to search the truth to wherever that truth may take us, wherever it may take us. Whether even in our churches, if we're still connected to some traditions and customs that we might need to let go of, that may not be 100% accurate. And I'm not pinpointing anybody's church or anybody's doctrine, but me as a minister of God, I do personally believe that there are some things that we do have wrong in the body that's not truly what God is really trying to tell us to do. And I'm not pointing nobody out, but I do believe that there is some more truth that we need to find or pay more attention to in the body of Christ so that we will be able to be more effective in delivering the word of God. And not just walk around full of cliches and personal opinions of, you know, or mimicking a worship or mimicking a praise, but actually establishing a real relationship with God. But I really want to just thank everyone that really called in, to Pastor Paula and to the minister. I really appreciate y'all calling in. I hope it's not the last time. And I also want to say that if y'all have any topics that y'all want to talk about, that y'all that's been on y'all hearts, you know, I'm on Facebook. I believe I'm Pastor Paula's friend on Facebook.
Right.
Anyone can actually contact me. You can hit me in my inbox, and we will set up shows based around those issues. But we only want to deal with issues that people are avoiding and are scared to deal with. We want to deal with issues that are out of bounds. We don't want to deal with the cute, you know, we need to get dirty. We need to go to some places where it may be uncomfortable, unfamiliar in conversations. And those are things that we want to deal with here on Dirty Church Radio. And
what's your Facebook connection?
Say that again?
What do you want to do on Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook, I'm under Jermaine Miller, under Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, my title is not on the book; it's just Jermaine Miller. But I'm Pastor Paula's friend too. So if you're her friend on Facebook, you'll see me. You can look through her friends list, or you could just type Jermaine Miller on my picture.
Yeah,
say that again.
I'll shoot your request tonight once we get off this. Minister Christopher Lane.
Okay, yes. I really appreciate y'all. And you know what? I pray that y'all can even spread the word, because I know y'all, you know, different individuals, and I know y'all being pastors and ministers, y'all deal with issues in real life. And I know Pastor Paula Cook, she's one who's in the streets. She's dealing with church without walls. So she's one that's out there getting dirty. Not a bad, filthy dirty, but a dirt that produces the seeds that she's connected to. And she's out
right
there doing the work. And Dirty Church Radio is willing to be a voice to help project that work that's going on in the streets, in the hood, with our young people. If there's some
Amen.
Young people issues, we can come on here with different gang members that are connected to different things and trying to get free. We can talk. This is Dirty Church Radio. No topic or issue is out of bounds.
Amen.
So I pray that y'all will take advantage in a great way of this platform by hooking up with me and getting connected so we can do some work.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a blessing, bro.
Yeah, seriously. I really appreciate that. And I really thank y'all for taking out of y'all time coming on Dirty Church Radio. I hope y'all enjoyed the time on here, being on here. I hope you don't feel it was a waste of your time, but that, you know, that it was something great for you. And I love all of y'all, you know.
Love you too.
And man,
brothers,
I'll be praying for y'all, God. And y'all pray for me. And hopefully y'all will stay tuned in with the different episodes that's going to be coming up. I believe our next episode that's going to be coming up is it's going to be dealing with Why Your God, Not Mine.
Wow.
That's going to be the topic. Why Your God, Not Mine.
So when are you guys going on that one? Tomorrow?
Yeah, that's going to be tomorrow. Why Your God, Not Mine. We're going on at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Why Your God, Not Mine. And that's fast. There are many people who have many gods, many faith, many traditions. You know, people are raised in households where they have no choice but to do according to what's being taught and under their roofs. So we want to hear from different people. So this show, you really do have to have an open mind because we have all different type of people calling from all type of walks of life on the show. But I look at it like this, whatever seed that you can plant on here or whatever you can water, you are more than welcome to do so.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes. God bless you all. Apostle Young, Pastor Cook, y'all all have a blessed night. Until the next time, peace.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
This is Dirty Church Radio. We're going to leave y'all with a song, I Am the Treasure. God bless you.